Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
I had started a message entitled Heaven, Revelation chapter number 21, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. After this church age is ended and the rapture has taken place, after Christ and church age saints have come back to the earth and Christ has ruled upon the earth for 1,000 years, and after the great rebellion led by Satan against Christ has been crushed, then the saved shall move to a new home. There shall be a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. Things that have been in this old world shall be no longer. Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. I have dealt some with the place. The Bible does not give very much information about the new place. The Bible is the only trustworthy source for information about the Christian's new and forever home. I believe that the new heaven and new earth shall have some similarities to the heaven and earth that were at the time of creation before sin so scarred the earth. The Bible tells of heavenly horses, heavenly corn, heavenly bread, heavenly pearls. It tells of a heavenly river. Revelation chapter number 22, verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. It tells of heavenly trees with heavenly fruit and heavenly leaves. Revelation chapter number 22, verse 2, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. I personally believe that these leaves might be what causes the transformation of saints that have been living on earth in their natural bodies so that they can then transition to living on the new earth. There shall be heavenly stones and heavenly gold. I believe that there shall be some likeness of the new heaven and the new earth to this old sin-cursed earth and heaven, but that everything shall be better and brighter. As King David looked forward to the building of the temple, he said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent of fame and glory throughout all countries. I believe that the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem shall be exceedingly magnificent. I believe that it shall be better than any of God's people on earth can imagine, exceedingly magnificent. What shall the new Jerusalem be like? Revelation chapter number 21, verse 2 states, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Revelation 21, verses 10 and 11 says, And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. If you have read about the holy city, New Jerusalem, two things might have impressed you about it. Number one, the light of the city, as it shall shine with the glory of God. And number two, the transparency of the city, the clearness of the city. Revelation chapter number 21, verses 18 and 19 states, And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. It seems that there shall be 12 horizontal layers of precious stones, each layer made of a different kind of stone. Revelation chapter number 21, verse 21 tells that the street of that city shall be pure gold, as it were transparent glass. I think that when John saw the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven, he might have seen the light of the city shining through the walls and through its street and through its foundation stones. Imagine a multicolored foundation of blue, green, pale blue, blood red and bluish green, with the walls having golden tones and the street being a transparent gold. Perhaps the city shall look as if it is made of stained glass, with the glory of God, the bright light of the glory of God shining through it. I believe that the holy city shall be like a crown to the new earth. Revelation 22:1 states, "And he showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. The tree of life shall be in the midst of the street and on either side of it. The tree of life shall bear 12 manner of fruits and healing leaves. Perhaps the river of life shall go out to the earth, and perhaps a mist shall come up from the earth to water the whole face of the earth, somewhat like it did in the days shortly after creation." Consider the enormity of the holy city. It shall be 12,000 furlongs four square. It shall be as tall as it is wide. If a furlong is 400 cubits, and the cubit that was used for this measurement was approximately 18 inches, then one side would be approximately 1,365 miles long. That would be about 1,365 miles four square. 1,365 miles is about the distance from Atlanta, Georgia to the middle of New Mexico. 1,365 miles is a little over the distance from Mobile, Alabama to the Canadian border. It seems that the sized foundation would probably cover over half the area of the continental United States. If the larger cubit was used, then it seems that a cubit would equal about 21.5 inches. Ezekiel chapter number 43, verse 13 stated that the measures of the altar after the cubits, the cubit is an cubit and an hand breadth. It seems that the measurements from the Millennial Kingdom Temple were given to Ezekiel using the greater cubit. If the greater cubit was used to measure the holy city, then the greater cubit was about 21.5 inches, and the city shall be 12,000 furlongs of 400 cubits each, then the holy city shall be about 1,629 miles square, so about 266 miles bigger than from Mobile, Alabama to the Canadian border, four square. What a city! Even if the smaller measurement was used, if God willed it to be so, there might be hundreds of stories, each 1 mile high. Imagine a city with over 1,200 stories, for instance, each 1 mile high. What a magnificent place! A new city on a new earth with no seas. But the place is not the best thing about heaven. Number two, consider the purity. No sin, therefore no curse, no pain, no sorrow, and no death. No sin in me, no sin in others. Revelation 21:27, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." A verse of "There is a fountain" says, "Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more, be saved to sin no more, be saved to sin no more, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more." Could you imagine a massive city populated by multitudes of people and no crime? Then number three, consider the people. Revelation chapter number 5, verse 9, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." John went on to tell of angels, beasts, and elders worshiping God. The number was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, 100 million plus thousands of thousands. Hebrews chapter number 12, verses 22 through 24. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Back when I was a boy, a church that I went to would have a general assembly before we went to our Sunday school classes. We that are living in this church age have never been to a general assembly of all God's people, but in the future, all of God's people shall be assembled together. Saints from the beginning to the time of the Mosaic Law, saints that lived during the time of the Mosaic Law, saints from the church age, saints from the tribulation period, and saints from the millennial kingdom, and an innumerable company of angels, and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit shall be together. We shall have a heavenly general assembly. Imagine meeting Enoch and Noah and Abraham and David and John and Peter and Paul. The longer a person is saved and serving the Lord, the more fellow believers he may have that he knows on the other side. An older believer might come to a point that he knows more people in heaven than he knows on earth. And then consider the praise. I believe that the praise in heaven is incomprehensible to those of us in this life. There shall be purity in praise and powerful praise, multitudes of saints and glorified bodies praising God with an innumerable company of angels. Praise here is so tainted by sinful flesh, but not so in heaven. Imagine four creatures not resting, but saying, "Holy, holy, holy." Imagine saints from the Old Testament and saints from the New Testament casting their crowns down before the throne and saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." But then consider the person Jesus Christ. The revelation begins, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Apostle John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard behind him a great voice as of a trumpet. The voice introduced himself, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." John saw the person, Jesus Christ himself. John had seen Jesus, heard Jesus, touched Jesus, known Jesus upon the earth, but I do not believe that John had ever seen Jesus as he saw him in this revelation. And thank the Lord, one day I'll see that person in heaven, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. I believe that the person of heaven shall impress me exceedingly more than the place of heaven. Why not now?
Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.